Oh, thank you.
Fucking Joseph! Sorry. What happened was, you don't know, because you wasn't here. I just recorded the intro to the podcast, and it got cut off because Joseph Bartram, I will name and shame, rang me, and it turned my recording off. So I'm doing it again. So I'm here with Sebastian. Yeah, Sebastian, let's do that banter we did before again. Yeah, it's so spontaneous, isn't it? Yeah! Just say exactly what you said last time. Why don't you just put it through with the microphone? Because you're a sound engineer, aren't you? You've never graduated. What? But I thought you had. How did you get the job? I can't remember. Oh, I was drunk on Red Stripe. Ah, that makes sense. Oh, I remember now. I was doing a gig with Paul Sinner and Bobby Davro. That was a weird night. They both have different opinions on everything. And you're in the audience when you're here. I said, I'm thinking about doing a podcast. And I thought, you look a bit geeky. You probably know about buttons and stuff. You said, yeah. Oh, yeah, because you signed a contract, didn't you? And I can't get out of it, can I? That lucrative contract that I gave you, I can't get out of. Oh, shit. This is why the podcast loses money every week. It's because of you, isn't it? It's your amazing contract. Yeah. That's where you want to come every week, isn't it? I'm a bit like, I'm a bothered. And you're like, yeah, come on, let's come and do the podcast. Come on, Trevor. Yeah, you're thinking more cha-ching, cha-ching, aren't you? Every time Trevor comes in, there's more money for Sebastian in his pocket for his sex toys, isn't there? So, this week's guest is Robert Webb off of the Go Compare advert. And I'm a Mac. I'm a PC. The Post Office, he's done that one as well. There's also Now TV recently, where he played a television. And I think at the end they said, oh, we're going to put the arrow up. And he's like, where are we going to stick it? Oh, funny. It was funny. I wasn't taking a piss. It was funny. He was in Bruiser, a sketch show from the 2000s. But if you tried to make it now, it would cost you millions. Because it had Robert Webb, David Mitchell, you know, the other half of Victoria and Cora Mitchell, was only Connect. Oh, can I have the Twisted Flax? What are these things? Desmond Tutu. A word processor. A Michael Ball CD. Oh, is the answer the theory of relativity? Yes, it is. What? That was it. Anyway, what was I saying? Yes. So he's got Mitchell and Webb, Martin Freeman, Olivia Colman, all in the sketch show. So if you're trying to make it now, it would cost you millions of pounds. I don't know why I said that like Del Boy for. Millions. I remember I was at school and there was a bloke that came in and did a history lecture for us. And he said, yes, it happened millions of years ago. And everyone in the audience... that proves that I've been a comedian for too long, isn't it? Not everyone in the class, everyone in the audience. Yeah, punts. Yeah, everyone in the class was like, oh, he sounds like Del Boy. Fun at the Funeral Parlour. It's a dark comedy. Like what's coming up now with the Witchfinder from the makers of Alan Partridge. It's the Gibbon brothers. I don't know why they didn't just put that. I think if you put that, everyone would be like, oh, rah. But then everyone thinks, oh, it's by Steve Coogan. Oh, it must be good. No, it's not by Steve Coogan. It's by his little men that he ties up and says, write Alan Partridge for me now. Write it now. Get in the room. Write it.
But Alan, I don't want to write anymore, Alan Partridge. Please don't make me write anymore.
Get in there. Get in the room. Write some Alan Partridge for me.
Can't you ask Amanda Iannucci and the other one that I can't remember the name of?
Yeah, you should have Googled it, shouldn't you, before you start talking?
I should have done. I should have Googled it, definitely. Oh, Pete Bainham.
Have you just stopped recording to Google it?
No, I haven't. No, you won't even tell editing.
Yeah, but I've just brought it up now, so people will know.
Oh, bugger.
Can you only ever do... Is the only other voice you can do is quite northern?
I don't... Yeah, it is. This is the only other voice I can do. It's like this one. It sounds a bit like Alan Bennett, doesn't it? Oh. So I went and wrote another episode of Alan Partridge with a Toblerone and a cup of tea and a Bourbon biscuit. And I sat down and I wrote it all on my little tod. And lady in the van was outside and she was going, are you writing another Alan Partridge? I said, I'm writing another Alan Partridge. Do you want to listen to it? She said, no, it's not really my cup of tea. So then I went away and I wrote another Alan Partridge. And then the lady in the van said, aha! I said, no, he doesn't say that anymore. They've moved on from that. They've moved on from that now. Now he does some kind of one-show show on it. That's what he sort of does, doesn't he? And,
where's this going?
I don't know. I can't stop. There was no logical punchline to the bit, so I just kept talking.
Oh, sorry. This show's still about Robert Webb, isn't it? Yeah.
Yes, we'll get Robert Webb in it in a minute when you've done his CV. That's what you do, isn't it?
That's what I do, yeah. This is weird. Right. We're nearly three quarters of the way through and I've only on the second thing he's done on telly, which was My Family, the Robert Lindsay sitcom. And he's got a little sexy daughter, isn't he? I don't know what her name is. She hasn't been in anything else since. But I remember at the time thinking, or Zoe Wanamaker. I'm not picky. I will have a go on literally anything. I'm not saying that Zoe Wanamaker is anything. I'm just saying that I'm... I'm on the old Tinders. I don't know. But up to 70. Yeah. All right, 29 to 70, maybe. Yeah. That kind of age range. Anyway, smoking room. Can't have that anymore, can you? Because of the ban. Is there a smoking room anymore? Everyone has to go outside, don't they? That would have been a very bad sitcom, wouldn't it? Hello, yeah, I'm having a fag. You're Connie. You what? Oh, that's very funny. Yeah, no, it's windy out here, isn't it? I can't see what you're talking about. What's it got a cup there for? I don't know.
I love the bottle. Oh, dear. I know, it's gone. This is a weird episode, isn't it? This is going to be almost as bad as Alan Carr. Remember Alan Carr when you couldn't do an Alan Carr impression? Oh, now look, Alan Ballett's coming back now, isn't he? There we go.
Stop it. Stop it. You're not becoming a recurring character.
What? Oh, what? Me? One of the Gibbons brothers that now sounds a bit like Alan Bennett.
Yes, that is what I meant. Confetti when he got his winkle out. Well, he thought he was getting his winkle out and they would, like, maybe pixelate it out. But then, apparently they didn't, because they're dicks. And also, it's from the makers of the Nativity films, which I'm sort of seeing a lady, you know, Stephanie Gower. And she, you've got to watch the Nativity films at Christmas, haven't you? I thought, yeah, the first one. If you're getting up to Dude, Where's My Donkey? Then I think we're going to have words. We did. Then she went off with a bloke from Ladbrokes. Magicians. David's a magician. Robert's a magician. They are warring magicians. And Peter Capaldi's in it as well. Basically, it's the Peep Show film. That Mitchell and Webb look. It is the adventures of Sir Dick and Chicken Caesar. As our story continues, me and Ginger are trying to find out what the hell is going on and try to find the best beer. Yeah, come on, Ginger! If you haven't watched it, you will know what that means.
Oh, and that's a bad miss.
That was the other one I got.
Oh, it's Number Wang. Ba 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 ba. The wedding video with Rufus Hound and yeah, not seen it. Doctor Who. He was in a Chris Chibnall episode of Doctor Who, and you'll never guess. He played a robot, and there were two of them. You'll never guess what the amazing name that Chris Chibnall came up with for his robot. You think, oh, the amazing names he's come up with, like Tek Tiwun and Tim Shaw. What amazing name will he come up with? He's called Robot 2. So David Mitchell is Robot 1. He's Robot 2. Oh, so she's not coming on. Nope, not doing that anymore. Yeah, but I know what I do. I say that she's not coming on. It's like Pavlov's dog, isn't it? Like, oh, and then we want it. And then I give it to you, and I take it away again. It's like teasing Pavlov's dog, isn't it? Oh, you want it, do you? Oh, no, it's been taken away again. Fresh meat, young people shagging in a house. That's what happens. And yeah, it's very good, and I used to like it. It was from the makers of Peep Show. Marple, the ambassadors, where him and David, the ambassadors in a different country. And I thought there'd be a second series, and there wasn't. And they're in it with Keely Hawes. Oh yes. Oh, yeah. Apparently it's going to be a sequel to Ashes to Ashes. I don't know how that's going to work. Maybe they'll bring back Keely Hawes. Oh, yes. Oh, Dolly Bird. Ah, you can't talk to ladies like that anymore, can you? Shame. Peep Show. They wore crash helmets on their head and they recorded each other in the face. It was an easy show to make because all you had to do was get the camera, put it in someone's face, let them do the dialogue, and you're off. Oh, my legs really hurt. There's no chair in the studio anymore. Oh, you try and sit like this, right? Sebastian, I see that you've got your massive mastermind chair in the other room. Of course you fucking have. Oh, bloody hell. Oh. Oh.
This bit won't be in.
still. National Treasures, where Robbie Coltrane played Jimmy Savile, and Steve Coogan's going to play Jimmy Savile. It's weird. Very weird indeed. Cold Feet, it was the UK's version of Friends-ish. Apart from the fact that in Friends, Jennifer Aniston didn't get hit by a truck in the finale episode. So, if you did do a reunion show, one of the cast members would be missing. Other than that, you have to make it a dream or something like that. You can get around it. Just go, oh, it's your prequel! Yay, everyone loves prequels, don't we? It's, you know what happened anyway, but you want to see how it happened. Back is the stepbrother of David Mitchell, and he's back. Where he once belonged. Get back to where he once belonged. He was on Strictly Come Dancing last year. He did Strictly Come Dancing. He was the comedian for that year. They have to do it every year now because of Bill. They have to bring on a comedian. Go, come on, do some funny dancing. Come, yeah. Yeah, I'll stop taking it seriously and just get fired out of the cannon. Come on. Yeah, we want you to sort of be the Russell Grant and Whittaker person. Yeah. I know Bill ruined the mould by actually being good. Greatest movie mistakes? Because BBC Three's back. Surprised they didn't bring it back. If there was a 15-minute slot in the schedule, just stick it in. Oh, did you notice in Harry Potter that there's a boom mic behind Alan Rickman? No, but here it is. Because someone
didn't do their job properly, and they should be fired. And he did Let's Dance for Comic Relief, where he dressed as a lady, and I don't know what was wrong with it, but he was like, hello there. I know he's a man, but I was thinking, oh, well, hello there, Robert Webb, with your nice legs. No, I was never confused. I've gone, surname Sebastian, surname. Eamon Holmes. Ah, see what you've done there, because I was flirting over a man, so you said a man's name. I see what you did there. Is he coming or not? How much contact we've got at the moment, we don't really need him. So ring him up anyway. Yeah. Hello, Robert Webb. Yeah, it's Trevor. You meant to do my podcast today? You can't come. Why not? You don't want to come in? Why not? You're outside. Oh. Yeah, I was just lusting over you, yeah. No, I didn't. I didn't mean it. Just if you're dressed as a woman, I fancy you. Just press the intercom and come in. You don't feel comfortable. Alright. I'm very sorry about that. I didn't mean to. I didn't think anyone could hear through the speak. It's playing all through the building, was it? Oh. That's why people give me funny looks when I come out of it. Yeah. What's it like working with David Mitchell? It's very nice. I wanted some gossip, but... Yeah, best friends. Yeah, that's just boring. Oh, I like the bit in Peep Show when Nancy's straddling you and she's wearing a bra and you're trying not to explode in your pants. Yeah, if I was in that position, it would have been like Mount Vesuvius. Yeah, I know it's very unprofessional, but I wouldn't tell anyone. Yeah. Oh, okay, right. I'm very sorry about that, Robert Webb. I will learn now. I will not lust over men dressed as women. Ben O'Carroll. No, don't fancy him. Alright, see you later. Bye-bye. He won't come in because he just heard me sexualizing him. Really good. I like his legs. Anyway, this is the Trevor Fogel podcast of Westwood One UK. Please subscribe to the podcast. Please buy my t-shirts from trevortees.com. Also, someone called Barnes is now doing a podcast with AMJ called Small Screen 90s that comes out every Monday at 5 p.m. So if you want to listen to that as well, you can. I'm nothing to do with it, really. I think Barnes plays lots of TV theme tunes. I think he's ripping me off. So, thank you much for listening, and bollocks to a lot of you. Bye-bye.